Well, Brad, as we look at the numbers, a much-anticipated USDA report, and boy, I tell you, we've been seeing lower numbers the last couple of days in anticipation, but man, I don't think we expected to see, as you described it, monster bean numbers like we're having to deal with today.
Well, the numbers on the beans are yes, a little problematic. You know, you're talking about a crop that's, you know, now 3.969, a little bit bigger than what the trade guess, continuing this trend of a bigger crop getting a little bit bigger, putting the yield all the way up to 47.8, which is above the previous guess and also a record. When that just flows through the stocks number two, because then you have a little bigger carryout and everything else because of that as well. Also raised the Brazilian crop size, which I think was expected and is also probably conservative. You know, you notice how the commentary out of the South American weather is quite quiet, which usually means that things are quite good, which is every report that we get. So pretty good leadership to the downside on the beans, 30-ish lower as you and I are talking. The corn numbers by themselves are not that bad. In fact, the 171 yield is a couple, 2.4 bushels less than what the trade guess was. So obviously, therefore, you also have a little smaller total production number. Now, I apologize. I have not had the time to pick this thing all apart. It looks like they have left the acres the way they had them last month. That's what it looks like to me anyway. But then the smaller yield is giving you a little smaller crop, which is the corn has tried. In fact, right now we're steady-ish. The corn has tried a couple of times to actually rally, but when the beans are this poor, it seems like ultimately you end up suffering. So generally kind of neutral corn, maybe a tick friendly, but not very helpful. No numbers on the bean thing here to make us feel any better at all about it, Susan.
But producers should have been expecting to see at least somewhat lower trade because you guys have been hinting at it for the last week or so.
Well, you know, it's easy to see a dog's hind end from behind, as my father used to say. But, you got a market that I think is a little bit conspicuous in how it has lulled a lot of us, March beans this morning are exactly the same price they were the last week of October, okay? October. So we've sat here at the high side of this trading range for, 3.5 months? And one becomes, I always think steady markets get the producers complacent. It's like, well, I guess it's the same as yesterday. Why would I sell it? You know, where sometimes the market goes down in an incentive selling, and sometimes, not very often, when the market goes up, finally it'll do a little bit of that as well. But I guess I'm a kind of a long-term bear because of the amount of carryout. You know, they can adjust, wiggle around a little bit, and you still got four times the carryout that you had. You know, you still got way more on the beans, and you still got way more on the corn. And you know, a market that spent a lot of time at a very high level, and when that happens, it changes demand for a while, longer than you'd like to think. So, you know, I guess if I think you stack another big crop on top of last year's, you know, then you've got some big issues. So, yes, I'm trying to get my producer clientele to be sensitive to selling these rallies.